Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Tuesday, 22nd of October, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The Indian benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, are likely to open marginally higher as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a flat to positive start for the broader index. In the previous trading session, the market remained under the pressure amid selling across the sectors barring auto. The Sensex closed 73 points lower, while the Nifty closed below 24,750 mark. Today, analysts believe that a decisive fall below 24,700 could drag the benchmark index down to 24,500, a crucial support level, while 25,000 is likely to be immediate resistance on the upside. Volatility is likely to continue as India Inc. reports September quarter results. Today, Hyundai Motors India's debut on bosses will be keenly watched by market participants. The India's largest IPO, with an issue size of 27,870 crore rupees, saw a tepid response for its public issue from retail investors who subscribed only 50% of the allotted issue. But it saw a smart response from the qualified institutional buyers who subscribed 6.7 times their allotted share data. After dipping into negative territory last week, the Hyundai Motor India IPO grey market premium stands at 65 to 70 rupees per share. Now, this reflects a modest premium of approximately 3.5%, signaling a cautious yet positive outlook ahead of its official listing. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, the US markets ended on a mixed note. Dow Jones fell more than 300 points after three consecutive winning sessions, while S&P 500 declined about 0.2%, while the Nasdaq Composite added close to 0.3%. This comes on the back of rising treasury yields and investors turning wary over higher valuations as corporate earnings gets underway. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets slipped this morning, trailing a mixed session on the Wall Street. Australia's S&P 200 started the day down 1%, while South Korea's Kospi slipped 0.8%. In contrast, Japan's Nikkei 225 rose marginally in trade. Coming to the commodities market, oil prices fell, pairing the previous day's nearly 2% rise, as the top US diplomat renewed efforts to push for a ceasefire in the Middle East, and a slow demand in China, the world's top oil importer, continue to weigh on the market. Now let's take a look at some of the stocks that might move in today's trade. First up is Bajaj Housing Finance, as it reported its Q2 results with net interest income rising 13% year-on-year, whereas revenue was up 26% year-on-year. Second, Shriram Finance shares will be in focus as the company received approval from the Reserve Bank of India to sell Shriram Housing stake to Warburg Finkus affiliate Mango Crest. Thirdly, shares of Aisha Motors will be in focus as Royal Enfield begins operations in Bangladesh, inaugurating a flagship showroom in Dhaka. The firm has launched Hunter 350, Meteor 350, Classic 350 and Bullet 350 in Bangladesh. Finally, Union Bank shares will be in focus as it reports its Q2 results, with net interest income down 0.9% year-on-year, whereas net profit was up about 34% year-on-year in the second quarter. Today, Adani Energy, Adani Green Energy, Bajaj Finance, Paytm and Zomato will also be in focus as they announce their Q2 results for the current financial year. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Riya Oswal Bhavna of Purnatha talking about what your trading strategy should be in the financial sector segment. Let's listen in.
So, giving our opinion on finance as a sector, we remain quite a contrarian in this sector because we believe that since the COVID-19 pandemic, with such large moratoriums, we have not seen any big bank or NBFC go down. So we've remained a bit of underweight and cautious in this sector. So we continue to like names like a Bajaj Finance or an HDFC Bank. HDFC Bank, even with the recent results, seems to be getting back on track. It's known for its risk management practices and higher risk coverage ratios across the businesses. In the last couple of years, they have been focused on improving their presence through higher branches. As you see aging on this branches happening, you will see higher CASAs and better money which will come in form of FDs or CASA which will be lent out. Along with that, the granularity. So HDFC Bank historically has been doing granular retail, commercial and lending, which helps them maintain the books much better or cleaner compared to like larger corporate loans. So even if they are doing larger corporate loans, they have remained very cautious in that. So on the other hand, something like a Kotak Bank has seen significant increase in unsecured loan and credit cards, and you see higher slippages coming on that aspect of the business even in this quarter. So if you really look at it, we will see something like an HDFC Bank play out much better as a structural story going forward. And as we see interest rates reversal, we will see further margin pressures coming into this segment. So rather than playing through a pure play, we decided to go a bit more diversified financial, like a Bajaj FinServ, in this market, and that's how we are playing the sector.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.